Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Redestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
A lot of noise about that Heat culture. You don't hear as much about it when they play the way they did on Monday night. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, face to face, as we piddle away the time, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and candidly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the buzzer beater, as we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Easy from Miami likes that number, 10,000. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be, as we continue our in-depth team coverage of the pro bouncy ball playoffs. The Lakers have been eliminated, the Denver Nuggets doing the honors. But what about the eastern part of the bracket? And we head now, our lead from South Florida, Boston. Would they get her done? Would they get her done? Well, yes. They now have a chokehold on their matchup with the team from South Florida. If you didn't watch, maybe not, someone named Derek White, we're told that's a guard, played pretty well, I would say. He had a career-high 38 points, 22 of them in the first half. Miami had a couple of leads early in the game, first quarter, and then turn out the lights, the party's over. The Boston basketball team led by as many as 28 points in another laugher, as the top-seeded Celtics flexing their muscles there against the Miami team without Jimmy Buckets, as they have a 3-1 lead now, one win away from advancing out of the opening round of the playoffs and jettisoning the Heat out. White was 15 of 26 from the floor, 22 points in the first half, 16 in the second half, 8 of 15 from behind the arc. The Celtics win in Miami for the sixth consecutive time, and they now improve their last 17 games in the Heat arena. They're 14-3 on the Heat floor there. But was it a costly victory? The subplot, more interesting than the game, there's not much to break down of a game where the Celtics led by 28 points, but Kristaps Porzingis, that's where the story is. Porzingis going down. Down goes Porzingis. In the first half, the team said, it's not that big a deal. But he did leave the arena in a booty, in a walking boot. He had the boot. It's a right calf injury is the way that it is being described. So let us discuss, how should the Celtics feel about the Kristaps Porzingis calf injury and the fact that he left the arena in a boot? So I've got cardboard, bare necessities, and the ABCs. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a nice banana hammock is what we're going to make. All right, so number one.
Number one. Number one. Number one. Number one. Number one.
It's broken. The thing broke.
Number one.
Stop. All right. Anyway, here's the deal. This, for the Celtics, is a dicey situation. Now, I don't want to be overly dramatic, but this has always been the fear. When you acquire Kristaps Porzingis, it is a double-edged sword. When he plays, he's often very good. He's also soft, but when he plays, he's very effective. He fills up the box score. He's a stat accumulator. You feel pretty good about that. But you know you can't depend on him. He's the Boston Kawhi Leonard. He's the Boston Anthony Davis. He's that type of ball player. He's fragile, right? And you look out right now, and you look out at the hoop Serengeti, and you look at the landscape. Things could not have broken better for the Celtics. They were already the top team in the Eastern Conference. It's like Moses and the parting of the Red Sea, or in this case, the Eastern Conference. I don't think that was in the Bible. But every single threat in the East has been downgraded. Every one of them. The Bucks right now are without Giannis Antetokounmpo and Dame Time, and they have Doc Rivers as their coach. Strike one, strike two, strike three. They're pretty much toasted. They're going to lose the Pacers. The 76ers have Joel Embiid, who's got issues. There's other injuries there. The Knickerbockers, without Julius Randle, he's out. Key parts of both those teams. Gonzo. The Cavs and Magic are not on the same level talent-wise as the Celtics. The only thing that can take the train off the tracks and derail the Celtics is the cardboard. And if you look at the back of the basketball card for Kristaps Porzingis, it tells you what the future holds, right? It is a matter of when, not a matter of if Porzingis goes down. It is possible that Porzingis comes back and this is a minor thing and it's no big deal and he comes back and plays again soon. But you know, even when he comes back, if that's the case, this is lurking like a snake in the grass, like a python that will come out there and bite you. The fragility of Porzingis here. Let's hear from Sleepy Joe. Let him play Joe Mazzulla. Here's Joe Mazzulla on the Celtics and the way they were approaching things without the unicorn.
Nothing changes. Bringing the same mindset, intentionality, toughness, details to the next game, regardless of who's available. It doesn't matter. There's no difference between the regular season and the playoffs. You know, all year we've had guys step in and play. So the most important thing is execute the game plan and bring the mindset and the toughness it takes.
Well, he was lying. If he thinks there's no difference between the regular season and the playoffs, all you need to do is actually watch a regular season game as opposed to the playoffs. That's all you need. So throw that away. All right. Now we head, page two, we head to Wisconsin. We mentioned you don't fear the deer. There's no fearing the deer at this particular point. It's popped up on our radar here. The Bucks, while they have not yet been eliminated, that'll happen soon, and we will do a full dissection of the good doctor, Doc River. But they haven't been eliminated yet. They're about to be eliminated by the Indiana basketball team. The Hyenas are out circling as scavengers, trying to pick away at the flesh of the deer. And some chatter around the NBA that the Milwaukee star Giannis Antetokounmpo, the teams will be looking to poach him from the Bucks after the Milwaukee team is eliminated. And that there's teams that have stockpiled many draft picks over the last couple of years. Like, for example, a team in Oklahoma City, for example, and others that would look at Giannis as someone they would like to get because he's got 3 years left on his contract, so he can't escape. He's a a captive audience for whoever acquires him. So the question, the Greek Freak, would he look for an exit out of Milwaukee? Is that something or nothing, the possibility of the Greek Freak? He would have to sign off on it. You're going to trade for a guy if you don't want to play there. But would he sign off on it? So is it something or nothing? So it is absolutely something. And this goes back to the bare necessities, the bare necessities of the NBA, those guiding principles of player migration. Giannis Antetokounmpo, right, famously said, remember, I think it was last year, if I'm not mistaken, it was last year, Giannis came out, the Bucks were a good regular season team, and they gagged in the playoffs, and Giannis came out, I think they lost to Miami, he said, there's no failure in sports, there's just good days and bad days, is the way he framed it. So that's a guy that's not too worked up about his team sucking. He's not too concerned about that, about them choking, needing the Heimlich maneuver. And the fact that he's under contract for several more years, it would be a shock if he approved a trade to another small market situation. You'd think he'd want to go to a more high-profile situation. I got a text during the day. I was texting about LeBron and where he's going to end up as a possibility of leaving the Lakers. And then Giannis's name came up with some people I was texting and said, that's the guy. LeBron's going to leave the Lakers and Giannis is going to go to the Lakers. I said, that's just what I need. That's just what I need. Like a migraine headache. That's what I need. All right, final point. We pinwheel to Arizona. The collateral damage, the autopsy on what was supposed to be a super team, the Suns. A lot of chatter there. Bradley Beal. Now, he said that this is not a one-year experiment, that the super team is not a one-year situation. However, there's a lot of smoke. There's a lot of smoke out there that Kevin Durant is eyeing Miami, and then Devin Booker's name has popped up. That's not a surprise, the Knicks, although I think our former morning guy, Stephen A. Smith, is trying to speak that into reality. Toss-up question. More likely to be moved. More likely to be moved, Kevin Durant or Devin Booker. More likely to be moved. The arrow on this one is pointing towards KD. That the arrow is obviously at KD. Now, I do see a dimension where Devin Booker is traded. But KD's the obvious answer to that question, and that's where the money should be. Regardless, Phoenix has a cacophony of moves that they could make at this point, even though they don't have any draft picks for the foreseeable future. Who gives a rat's ass about that? You just get them when they're good, when they prove they can play. Then you get them. If you're a high-profile team, you can get those guys. And so that's the way that works. But the ABCs, A would be the basic move. The basic move for the Suns would be to whack Frank Vogel. Change the coach, blame him, bad job by him. The B part of this would be mid-level. That would be repackage Kevin Durant, get some young players around Devin Booker and Bradley Beal, and make Booker the centerpiece, the center of the universe, and then you get a few draft picks if you like that kind of thing. You get all horny for draft picks, you can be excited. And then the C part of that is the complex part of that, which would be to say bye-bye to Devin Booker. And then you're betting on an older player in Kevin Durant, you're betting on him being able to have several more productive seasons. And all of this, the way it works, and I'm not wrong, I'm never wrong about this part of it, the way it's being negotiated right now. These things are going on right now in the back alleys of the NBA. That agents and associates are working, the middlemen are working out the logistics on where they want to play, and they're working. The players, it's a players' league, right? We hear that every year. The players decide where they want to play. If Durant wakes up and he gets on his burner account on Twitter and or X or whatever, and he sees how negative people are, he's like, oh, I don't like the negativity. I want to go somewhere else. Get me out of here. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to comment on any of that, you can join us here. Speakeasy rules are in effect. We'll have a newbie night tomorrow. We did have a great newbie, the buggy guy from Ottawa. I like that guy. Hopefully he'll become a regular. We need to cultivate new regular callers to the show. We have some old-time regulars online. Also on X, at Ben Maller. That is at Ben Maller. If you'd like to be part We've got a social media faux pas for the ages, an all-timer. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Goodyear tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
The great silent majority of listeners to the Ben Maller Show sit on the sidelines, never having their opinions heard. You're invited to break the glass ceiling by taking up gigabytes with the Ben Maller Show. Just follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you could post at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he is more than just a call screener. He is the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop the Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
I want a steamer.
a Bronco fan. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
We'd like to alert all the affiliates down the line. We have a major headphone update. So I went into the home studio and I was digging around through a junk drawer and I found I am now wearing vintage headphones that are roughly 18 years old. I did not know these would still work, but they work. They're wonderful. The only thing wrong with them, the earmuffs are a little messed up, so I have to get some new earmuffs, for they're a little worn out.
Yeah, the spare ones that I keep in the old locker back there has got the...
See that?
Yeah.
They're worn out.
Worn out.
Yeah, I got to get new ones. And with inflation, with the Putin price hike, they're more expensive than the last time I needed them.
I got new ones for my headphones last time, and they were super cheap on Amazon. I got them for like $13.
Oh, I looked.
That is a pretty good
deal.
That
is a good deal. I looked. They were over like $25, I saw.
Ew.
So they've gone up by like double almost. But it's cheaper than buying new headphones. So what the heck? Why not? I'm shocked these work, though. I'm amazed. I thought there's no way these are going to work. I'll bring them in, but they're not going to work. And surprise, ta-da, they work. Very concerned about my headphones. That's all we have is headphones. It's the only thing we need. Tools of ignorance, headphones, and a microphone. Ferg Dog writes in and says, hey, Ben, have you revealed your final NFL draft grade for every team in the league yet? I want to see how my Chargers did. I hope I didn't miss it. That'll be in the sixth hour podcast. Midnight Walker writes in and says, the Celtics won, and they'll soon move on, but the unicorn's hurt, and he could be done. Yes, the Celtics are good, but they're going for broke. But why do I feel like they're going to choke? Okay. We are on a collision course to the Nuggets and Celtics. Although Denver really hasn't played all that particularly well. They're just so much better than the Lakers. That's how they were able to win that. They haven't played a complete game yet. Let's say hello to Mark, the full name guy. He's in Medford, Oregon. Hello, Mark, the full name guy.
Hello, Ben Maller.
Welcome.
You know, I was... maybe almost as happy as you were that the Lakers got beat.
No, I don't cheer, Mark. I'm not happy at other people's misery unless I am, you know.
Yeah, right. So how is the curmudgeon, bludgeon, the spin master of misinformation, the Natalie Bob of negativity?
Yeah. Well, you're like deep state guy. You complain. You say I cut you off. I don't cut you off. You say I put
you.
That is a lie. You're lying. You say I mute you. I don't mute you.
Your middle name is liar.
That is incorrect. My middle name is Money. Money Maller. That's my middle name. First name Ben. Middle name Money. Last name Maller. Money Maller. Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Well, back when I played basketball, it was Moneyball Maller, and they shortened it to Money Maller. That's what they shortened it to.
When did you play basketball? You mean like at age 7 or 8?
Again, just because you're jealous of my athletic ability, and I was the original round mound B-ball. Yeah.
All right. Sure you were. Yeah. I believe you, Ben Maller.
Well, it sounds like you don't, and I don't appreciate your tone. I'm the tone police. I don't like your tone.
There is a feller back in New York where I lived. There were three of us. We were all born on the same day. We all had the same birthday, the same day, the same year. One of them, his name was Arthur. And Arthur was the biggest liar. And we had this saying, an expression that grew from Arthur's lying all the time. It was, oh, yeah, we do believe you, Arthur.
Oh, so it's, okay. Well, thanks for sharing with the class.
I do believe you, Ben Maller. Yeah, right.
Okay. All right. Well, you're Mama Luke, as I learned from the iconic movie, The Raging Bull. You're a Mama Luke. That's what you are. Yeah.
No, I'm a Raging Bull is more like it. Now, Ben Maller, how is it that less than an hour after the Lakers got their butts kicked, people on the media are saying things like, oh, well, we'll just go get KD.
Because that's what they always do. They always get the player. Every time they get the frickin' player, it sucks. But, LeBron will exit out one door and Giannis will walk in the other door.
I just don't understand what makes these morons believe that KD wants to play with Bronny and LeBron. in L.A.
Well, I don't know if they want to play in L.A. Who knows? They could play. You know, I know KD spent some off seasons in L.A., but these guys, they go all over. Oh, they got a lot of money. So they can go to L.A., Miami, New York.
Yeah. I don't make up his mind for him, and I can't read his mind, but I just think it's kind of strange that that narrative is being pushed like less than an hour after the Lakers get their butts kicked. It's just unbelievable.
That's how it works. You got content. You're looking for content. That's the story.
That's nonsense.
That's content. You called up. You reacted to it. So it obviously worked. You're part of the problem. You are part of the problem, Mark, the full name guy. You're feeding the beast. You are feeding the rumor beast.
The curmudgeon bludgeon is now trying to put the onus of this ridiculous hyperbole on me.
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna hang up on you. Go write some nasty things about me on social media like you usually do. Okay, can you do that for me?
The Dodgers suck.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And the Giants blow. So there you go. All right. Thank you. Go away.
Jerkass.
Say hello to Blind Scott, who's on the north end of Boston. Hello, Blind Scott.
Oh, yeah, I can't stand Mark, the full name guy. We used to be really good friends, but then I just decided, like, I can't associate myself with people like that anymore. I had to detach and cut him off and block, too. Blocked his number.
Oh, you put the mute button on. You had his number?
Yeah, he had his phone number.
Oh,
and everything.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, he used to call me up drunk all the time, you know what I mean? But, one thing, you know how you don't like to talk to people when you go to grocery stores? If you wear those headphones that you have on right now in the grocery stores, people will run away from you literally when they see you, you know what I mean?
That is not true. That is incorrect. I'll tell you why. I have done that. I have gone places with headphones on, and I get the tap on the shoulder. I hate that. I can't stand it. A lot of times I'll be like, I used to go to games a lot in the press box. I'd be sitting there and I didn't want to talk to anyone because I'm an introvert. And then I'd put my headphones on and sometimes I wouldn't even have anything playing in my headphones. I just didn't want people to bother me. And inevitably somebody would tap me on the shoulder to say hello. I hate it.
And they ask you to borrow $5 or if they can sleep over your place. That's what I would do.
Well, that's what happens to you. That's what.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Ben, one other thing, too. Like, in Boston, they got their coach out for the Bruins, Jim Montgomery and Joe Mazzulla. I really like Joe Mazzulla, but Jim Montgomery, this guy's a clown. He don't even really coach the team. He has two goalies, and we're supposed to do this goalie rotation, and then he plays them both in a row. You know what I mean? Dana Barros. You know who Dana Barros is?
Yeah, I remember when he played.
He did a meet and greet tonight. There, gave him a big high five.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah, good little 3-point shooter back in the day.
He didn't like it when I asked him how much they paid him for this event, though. He kind of.
I wonder why he would be offended by that.
We got a meet and greet tomorrow night with Mike Milbury, too. I'm going to
And Blind Scott, next Friday, if you listen to the Fifth Hour podcast, I know it's a bit of a drive for you, but you're Blind Scott. You can figure it out. We will have next Friday, week from this Friday, we will have a Maller meet and greet in Charleston, South Carolina. The first one in the South there, and so we'll be...
All those people are coming back up here now. They don't like to pay taxes in Mass, so they try to live there for 6 months out of the year, and then they come back up here for 6 months
because
it stinks down there, you know what I mean?
What does it smell like? I've never been there. What does it smell like?
Oh, yeah, you've got Hilton Head with all those old boomers. They day drink, and then they drink and drive, so watch out.
Told me about that. You said it's like a shooting gallery there. You got to watch out there. They drive. It's Demolition Derby. Yeah, I got you. All right, well, thank you, Scott. I'm hanging up on you. There he goes, Blind Scott. It is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on, and the social media, and I know we're early in the year. It's relatively early. I know it's late April. We're almost in the May and all that. We got a long way to go, you and I, in 2024. But we're going to be hard-pressed to find a better social media faux pas than we have that has happened. We'll get to that. Also, because we have imaging, I'll have a fun fact. But right now, let's get over to Eddie Garcia, get you caught up on everything going on in the overnight with the Merman. That's you, Eddie.
Are you going to say my name?
I already said your name. Say my name. I said your name.
Okay.
Well, did I not say his name?
The Merman.
What are you? What's wrong with you? I need to say your name multiple times?
No, I just, No, I'm not, but I mean.
You sound like a douche.
You know, it's kind of weird when you say like a nickname and then not include the name.
But I said Didn't Lorenz, did I not say Eddie's name, then the nickname?
I don't think you did specifically say Eddie.
I think I kind of did.
See?
I think I did.
Nah, you only said the Merman.
Yeah. You might have.
I think I did.
Why don't you correct yourself right now?
I'm not correcting anything. You're the problem, Eddie.
Alzheimer's comes in pretty early these days.
We'll get numbnuts in here. We'll get Fenley in here. Yeah.
Okay. If that's what you want, I could do that. I could arrange that. It could take a 3-day weekend coming up. You want that?
When's your next time off, Eddie?
I could be very soon, apparently.
Is that right? Okay. All right. There you go. Right.
When are you heading for your wedding?
Well, it's not a wedding. It's a graduation.
Oh, I'm sorry, graduation. I apologize. Graduation.
That'll be the next time I have to go see my niece. We'll be at the wedding. But that'll be next week.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
In the NFL, Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs signed star tight end Travis Kelce, 2-year contract extension worth $34.25
million. I was told that was a rework. I tore up the old contract and just gave him more money.
I love when that happens with my contract.
They do that all the time around here.
Yeah.
I get a call once a year from Don Martin. You know what? You're doing so well. We'll give you more money.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then I wake up and I have to go to the bathroom. Yeah.
And also good news for Jason Kelce, the brother of Travis Kelce. Did you see? He got a job in the old media there. He is joining Monday Night Countdown on the four-letter network there over in the in the woods in
another
Connecticut.
Another reason not to watch.
Yeah, who else is on that show? I have no idea.
Didn't they get rid of everyone on that show?
I don't know, but I did see the NFL Today on CBS did part ways with Boomer Esiason and Phil Sims. And look at bringing in Matt Ryan, Drew.
They wanted a younger quarterback that's boring. And so they said, but who can we get? Matt Ryan. Yeah, we'll bring him in here.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Well, we don't know.
We want
know.
A guy that has no good takes. All right, Matt
we'll
Ryan,
see.
That's the guy.
I mean, give him a chance, I guess, but probably Drew. Yeah. But God knows Boomer and Phil didn't really have much to say.
Well, Boomer a little bit, but more on his radio show. But, yeah, Phil was a complete zero at that. And remember, he did 20 years as a booth guy with – CBS.
Yeah, unfortunately, he kept farting in the booth, and Jim Nantz got upset and replaced it with Tony Romo.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation.
Allegedly.
It is the Ben Maller Show. We will have a fun fact. This portion of the show made possible by Express Pros. Tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. This ExpressPros.com. Fun fact, fun fact, fun fact, fun fact, fun fact time, fun fact.
Ben Maller, fun fact.
So the Denver Nuggets have advanced to the second round of the playoffs. They are a thorn in LeBron James' tuchus. We know last year Denver swept the Lakers. How about this?
LeBron James.
The Nuggets this season beat the Lakers on opening night. The Lakers, the night they celebrated Kobe Bryant's statue, they were playing Denver. Guess who won that game? Yeah, the Joker and the Nuggets. The Nuggets then, the night LeBron James became the first player to score 40,000 points, they lost to... the Nuggets and Denver ending the Lakers' run, eliminated in the opening round. Now, is that not a fun fact? Holy crap, that is so fun. Keg drinking Steve, is that not fun, keg drinking Steve?
Oh, baby.
What?
And you know I bring the fun, baby. You know it. Come on.
Yeah, I was texting some friends. I was texting some friends about your call about the draft the other night when you were praising the Chiefs and could not name the player that they drafted as the quintessential, the epitome of great sports radio on the NFL draft. You were part of that. No, no, that's not his name.
Who? Tyreek Hill.
It's not Xavier.
Xavier. I'm just like Pascal Siakam, man. Now listen, Travis Kelce locked it down for 3 or 4 more Super Bowls. Man, you are on a roll tonight. You're turning me into a bootlicking sicker fan. You're an American hero. These sullen millionaires, LeBron James, KD, they're all getting kicked out of the playoffs. The NBA is going to have their ratings cut in half on NBC. It just can't get any better. This thing is going, but right now, we've got to settle this card issue. We got to settle. Ben Maller is for American jobs. He's for USA all the way. America
yes,
first.
I am wrapping
Everyone
myself right now. I'm wrapping myself in the flag right now. I'm cuddling with the flag.
Exactly. Yes. Everyone else is last. Americans are first.
That's right. USA. And for those of you in Canada, oh, Canada.
Oh, yeah, I like them too. I like them Canadians. I never met a bad Canadian.
Now, I cannot sing the Mexican national anthem, but I did work at a radio station that was based in Baja, California. And the Mexican national anthem went on for like 20 minutes. So I know it's very long.
True.
It's a very long song.
I got true patriot love, man, and all thy sons command. Listen, there's just something about.
Are you saying your favorite statue is the Statue of Liberty? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, Ben, when I go to Kroger's, when I go to the grocery store.
Nothing more American than going to Kroger's. Yes.
When I see the big girl from produce, where they have all the clerks down at them boys, they're doing their checkout, and they got to pull that big girl from produce to get those carts out of the parking lot. There's just something inside me that feels good inside when I see her struggling with all those carts.
Completely understandable.
She's groaning. She's groaning and struggling.
Yes.
Trying, like America. She's trying to pull those carts back into a place at the Kroger where I can get my daily sandwich when I go in there for.
You're not buying a sandwich. You're buying the alcohol. What are you talking about? You're keg drinking.
It's a thing of beer.
Yeah, you're lying.
Besides the alcohol, it's a thing of beauty. I just love. Okay. You know. I don't even want to see the guys. I want to see her.
Thank you. You should go on a tour. You should go to the Piggly Wiggly there. That's always my favorite. I guess I don't have them there in your part of Missouri, but you got to go down south to the Piggly Wiggly. Just look at the sign and laugh and just go crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Have a grand old time. A grand old time. So the story here, people upset with Keyshawn Johnson. He's a talking head. He's on one of these debate shows. Actually, it's on FS1. Keyshawn Johnson on with Skip Bayless, and he gave his reaction to the story that at the time it looked like Jamal Murray was not going to be able to play his status for Game 5. He was listed as doubtful, and the crowd that gets worked up into a lather over everything. The pearl-clutching crowd went upset. They got very upset because Keyshawn Johnson, who is a Laker historian, he responded to the report that Jamal Murray might not be able to play by saying, good. Oh, my God, you would have thought that he put a curse on Jamal Murray. Now, who cares? Does anyone think Keyshawn Johnson has any kind of sway over Jamal Murray? The people that get upset with this kind of stuff, you're the problem. Who cares? All right? You're giving power to Keyshawn Johnson. And that's good because not a lot of people are watching that show, so you're helping Keyshawn out. That'll cause more people to watch the show, which is not doing all that great since Shannon Sharp left a while back. We have Maller to the third degree. Here is the Insta trivia. And here we go. Blank was the last player to lead the NBA playoffs in scoring and not win the championship the year they led the NBA in scoring. Again, it's the NBA playoffs. Blank was the last player to lead the NBA postseason in scoring the year they did not win the championship. That is the Insta trivia. The answer, we'll get to it. Maller to the third degree, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you're a satisfied listener to the Ben Maller Show, we invite you to help promote our mom and pop program. Word of mouth advertising is the most effective of them all. Tell your friends and coworkers about our show and drop us a mention on your favorite social media networks. You are our loudspeaker to help spread the teachings of the Maller Militia disciples to young and old. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Coming up, we'll have Maller to the third degree, but right now, here is the Insta trivia. Blank was the last player to lead the NBA playoffs in scoring and not win the championship the season they led the NBA postseason in scoring. That is the question. What is the answer? And let's see, does anyone know the answer? Cowboy Killer says it has to be Rattlesnake Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No.
Anna DeArmas, who is 36 today, guessed by the late night drug tester. Weed Man Hippie from Alf the Alien O'Piner. Has Weed Man been arrested again? Didn't he say he was going to call every night this week?
Are you a pothead?
We're two nights in, no Weed Man. Yeah, wonder if he's back in jail. Who else do you have? Otis Birdsong from Midnight Walker. That is the answer. Andy from Lionel Lakes, Minnesota says that would be Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain. Wilt looking pretty good there. Who else we have? Fergdog says, tomorrow's update guy, if Eddie gives you any more back talk, is the answer. Masshole Mickey says, I was in the bathroom at the rest area and missed the question, but I'll go with Tato Wolf. Or Toto Wolf, he says, is the correct answer. Who else do we have? Page down. Maller Prop Guy says, Wilt the Stilt is the answer. Jason Tatum, guessed by Matt, the Warrior Raider fan. Reggie Miller from Milkman Mike in Colorado. Mike Bossy, the late Mike Bossy from I-40. Ian, Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm going to go with former San Antonio Spurs legend Tracy McGrady.
T-Mac, Tracy McGrady. That is incorrect. Eh? It's a bad job. Wrong. It was also not JaVale McGee, guessed by M at the Blind Seahawk Fan, or Jose Calderon from Shane in Des Moines. The correct answer, that cheater in the Bay Area got it right. It is Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics a couple years back. How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And we bring in the Coop Daloop, Justin Coop.
It is being reported that Drake May will have every opportunity to compete to be the starting quarterback for the Patriots on week one. Ben, do you think he'll be starting week one?
Coop, have you seen the depth chart of quarterbacks for the New England Patriots? If he doesn't start, that is a failed draft pick. Here's who he's competing with. Jacoby Brissett, Bailey Zappi, and Joe Milton. He was the number three pick. They have a blank space on their bingo card, the Patriots. They don't have a quarterback. He better start right away. Why bother getting a top five pick if you can't play the player right away? It makes no sense. Next!
Yesterday, you talked about Joel Embiid getting upset about Knicks fans taking over in Philly as Jalen Brunson heard MVP chants. Ben, do you think Brunson actually should be in the MVP discussion?
No, but both Knicks fans and Sixer fans are unbearable. Jalen Brunson is a good player. He was not MVP worthy during the regular season, but that does not change the fact that the fans are insufferable. The Knicks fan and the Sixer fan, both of them. But I like Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson's made me look like a donkey. I didn't think he could repeat what he did with the Mavericks, and he's been better than he was in Dallas. And kudos to him. Good job by him. I didn't think he could do it, but he has. Next!
If you follow sports on social media, you've surely seen many comparisons of Anthony Edwards to Michael Jordan. Then you have another contingent that says it's way too early to make those comparisons. Ben, is it too early?
Well, here's the problem. You would have to have the brain the size of a squirrel to think that anyone will touch the rarefied air of Michael Jordan, because Michael Jordan was a cultural phenomenon with the Chicago Bulls. Everything lined up perfectly. He came in after Magic and Bird, and he had the Nike marketing machine. And while I enjoy watching Anthony Edwards, he has none of that, right? It's impossible. There's no comparison. Can he be Kobe Bryant, or can he be Tracy McGrady or somebody like that? Yeah, sure. But not Michael Jordan. No, that's ridiculous to say Michael Jordan. There it is, Mallard of the third degree. How did we do?
You passed us an
inch. Lorena, I got it right. I got it right.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.